DubCNN.com. I have the pleasure of linking up and chopping it up with an artist by the name of Skeeme. That's S-K-E-M-E for those of you that don't know. What's going on, man? How you doing?
Man, I can't complain at all. We living life right now. Live and living is everything that we got going. So, you know, we all right.
Okay, I hear you. Hey, I want to say, and I want to get your response to this in terms of what comes to mind or what people say about your style or when they hear your songs. But the first thing when I listen to your music is confidence. When I hear your songs, what is the reaction? What is the first takeaway that you want people to get when they listen to a Skeeme song? Obviously talent, but I'm saying confidence is what I get on a track, that you're very confident with who you are. Talk about that a little bit.
I mean, definitely, if I could come up with two words that would be like, best description of the music that I'm making, then confidence would be one, and the other would be probably just sincerity, like, you know what I mean, really meaning what we're saying on those records. So that's really where I'm at every time we step in the booth. That's where I'm trying to get people, you know what I mean?
I hear you. Yeah, and speaking of that, I was listening to a song and one of the lines kind of jumped out at me. You said something, I'm paraphrasing, but I'm just doing me, but they think that I'd be doing songs. So when you're writing songs and when you're reliving the things that you've been through, do you ever worry about as you start to grow as an artist and mature and do different things and try different things that maybe the fans that you start to acquire will be a little bit hesitant or resistant to you growing and doing different things? Does that concern you in this young part of your career?
Not really. I think, like I said, man, I always tell people everything that I'm doing is sincere. So if it's 100% you, I'm a real firm believer that that's always going to see you through. You know what I mean? When you're making records that's really honest to who you are as a person. And I think if the fans is getting it, they're gonna be all right with wherever I'm going, because I'm never going to go out of what they expect from me, you know, honestly. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I hear you. When
being a real honest artist and keeping it 100 every time is like what kind of keep us in the game anyway. So I don't think I'm never going to like go too far away from what they expect from me as an artist.
Okay. Now, because I do a little bit of recording myself, so I'm curious to get your response to this. Being in front of a, say, sold out venue of 500 people, or being in the booth vibing out to a hot track in the recording process, which, if you had to choose just one, prioritize, which one would you choose?
Man, it's crazy, man. I've been a showboat type of person since I was a kid, you know what I'm saying? So I definitely love the feeling of that 500 right in front of you, like rocking out with what you're doing, you know what I'm saying? But I also understand and love the process of making the work too. So it's kind of hard to choose. But if I had to, I'd probably say being in that booth and making the new music, you know what I mean, to be able to put out in the street.
Right. Now, if you're in that booth and you're creating music, what's that process like? And this is what I mean in terms of when you go in, when you hear a song, do you like to just, the producer's there or you have the beat, whatever, and you just say, I have my hook concept, I have all this stuff, and you go, or do you like to get input from maybe the producer saying, hey, I thought you might go this way with this track? How does that creative process work with you?
Really, for me, most of the time, man, it's all what's going on for me at the moment in my life. Like I said, back to the same, you know what I mean? I hate to say the same thing and be sounding like a broken record, but it's all sincerity. So if I'm going through something at the moment,
yeah,
that's what I'm going to put down on the record. We haven't had too many, like, quarrels with producers and where we go on record, so it's been cool. So, you know, 9 times out of 10, I just trust myself to be able to do what I'm supposed to do, you know what I'm saying?
Okay, I hear you. So I know
that's my 9 times out of 10 when we in that booth, man. As long as there's some lean around and a couple of the homies, we good.
I hear you. So I know the project that'll be coming out soon is called Alive and Willing. Talk about that project. Talk about maybe what your expectations are for that project, whether it's numbers or whether it's just new opportunities that might open up. Talk about Alive and Willing and what your expectations are.
As far as, you know, what I want for Alive and Living really is just, I think for a long time, I've been on the undercard of, like, who's hot on the West Coast, you know what I'm saying? And I've been in the conversation with a lot of dudes that's out, be it Kendrick Lamar, Bob Kennedy, Nipsey Hussle, YG, whoever, you know what I mean, that's from the coast that's been buzzing. I've always been in the conversation, but I never really got my own little, you know, planting my own flag in the combo, you know what I mean? So
yeah.
I think with Alive and Living, from track 1 to about track 15, dog, it's all the way me. And I think this is the best project that I got so far. So I'm hoping that the people respect it and it kind of push us over into that conversation of being, you know, one of those guys from out here, you know? Because that's what you're doing for, is just the recognition of people knowing that you're really doing your thing, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Now, as you're doing that and as you're trying to raise more awareness for yourself and all that, and this project will go a long way in doing so, what's it like to when you're out there grinding? Because I think oftentimes listeners, they just think, hey, this, I see this person in the video, the song's great. But talk about that grind, that going, maybe going to a venue where you're on the undercard and maybe there's not a big turnout, but you still got to rock it like it's 1,000 people in the crowd and trying to spread your word and going out of town and not knowing what to expect. Talk about that type, that end of building your brand and pushing your career along.
Yeah, man, definitely. I mean, like, you know, I've been a hustler, bro. I'm 22 years old today, right? I've been hustling since I was about 13, 14 years old. So, you know, we really don't do this for the money. We do it for the love. If somebody is out there, say, we, you know, I don't have shows, but we done started out and being 900 people, and you got the same turnaround about 2 weeks later and do a show with about 20 people, and it's the same vibe. I don't care whether it's 5 people in the building. As long as the 5 people is rocking, I left, you know what I mean, a satisfied customer, basically, in like a metaphoric way to put it. But just anybody that's like loving, showing love in my music, I owe them that just to be giving them 100. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's just the hustle. Whether it be from seeing a fan out and a nigga be like, man, I'm a big ass fan, and he tell you it's on, man, stop taking pictures, you know, have a combo with them, whatever. You know what I'm saying? People that catch me, there's been times when people catch me out shopping or whatever, and he'd be like, dog, I'm a big fan of the statement or whatever the next mixtape is or whatever we've been working on at the moment, and I'll fuck around and, you know, buy a nigga a t-shirt or something. Like,
nice.
It's showing love and making sure that people love you just as much as you love what you're doing, you know what I mean?
I like
so
that.
I think with the hustle side of it, we definitely just been grinding away at it, man, and trying to make it happen. So I think, like I said, everything happens for a reason, and it's due time for us to be go ahead and get our name out with this Alive and Living project. So I think we're going to be all right this time around, and I hope the fans love this one just as much as they love everything else we put out. If
like,
not more, you know what I mean?
I hear you. So I know the website is schemetheduke.com. That's S-K-E-M-E, theduke.com. So any last words for WCNN? Let the folks know kind of, you know, what, you know, in terms of whatever else you want them to know about, maybe where to stay in touch with you or whatever the case may be, the floor is yours.
Definitely, man. WCNN.com. So much love, first of all, for y'all having me and speaking to me and all of that, man. Best way to reach me be that Twitter thing. I'm on there all the time talking shit and, you know, stunning as I do. Twitter.com/SKEME. And definitely, man, Alive and Living is on the way. I had a target of July 24th at first. We're not going to make that. We might put something out for the streets somewhere around that time. But the actual date for the project right now is August 28th. So Alive and Living is on the way. Expect Kendrick Lamar on there, expect Don Kennedy, expect who else? Schoolboy Q is on there, and Kent Dams from Overdose. There's a lot of people from back home, from right here in California that we're rapping with, you know what I mean? So we're going to go ahead and do it up for y'all. Sock Jack forever, that's CNN, much love.
That's what's up, man. That's what's up.